Today, the 12th day of the blessed month of Hathor, may God begin in the goodness and renew it for in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the feast of the honored Archangel Michael, the head of the host of the heaven, who stands all the time before the great throne of God, interceding on behalf of the man of the human race. Joshua, the son of Nun, saw him in great glory and was frightened by him and fell on his face to the earth and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have given Jericho into your hand and its king." The archangel Michael was with all the saints and martyrs. He strengthened them and enabled them to endure patiently until they finished their strife. Festival of commemoration are held and an alms offered in his name on the 12th day of each Coptic month. An example of one of his wonders, a God-fearing man whose name was Dorisius and his wife Theopista held a festival of commemoration for the honored angel Michael on the 12th day of each month. It happened that this righteous family fell on hard time and had nothing to celebrate with for the commemoration of the honored Michael. They took their clothes to sell so that they might have a feast. Michael, the archangel, appeared to Dorisius and commanded him to not sell his clothes, but to go to a sheep master and to take from him a sheep worth one third of a dinar. He was also to go to a fisherman and to take from him a fish worth one third of a dinar, but Dorisius was not to slit open the flesh until he came back to him. Finally, he was to go to a flour merchant and to take from him as much a flour as he needed. Dorisius did as the angel commanded him. He invited the people, as was his custom, to the feast honoring the archangel Michael. When he went into his storeroom looking for wine for the offering, he found that all the counters had been filled with wine and many other good things. He marveled and was astonished. After they had finished the celebration and all the people had departed, the archangel appeared to Dorisius as before and commanded him to cut open the belly of the fish. He found 300 dinars of gold and 3 coins, each is a third of a dinar. He told him the 3 coins were for the sheep, the fish, and the flour, and the 300 dinars were for him and his children. God had remembered them and their oblations and had rewarded them here in this world and in the kingdom of heaven on the last day. As Dorisius and his wife were astonished at this matter, the archangel Michael said to them, "I am Michael, the archangel who delivered you from all your tribulations, and I have taken your oblations and alms up to God. You shall lack no good thing whatsoever in this world." They prostrated themselves before him, and he disappeared and went up into heaven. This was one of the immeasurable miracles of his honor, Archangel Michael. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.